Hello and welcome. Let me start with the moment that flipped everything for me. I was at the vet talking about my dog Max and his on-again, off-again soft stools. And she looked me in the eye and said, "That's not normal." Then she added that roughly 3 out of 5 dogs on traditional kibble deal with mild to moderate digestive issues we've learned to accept. I'd been buying $80 premium kibble for years, feeling like a great dog parent. But the signs were there. Giant poops twice a day, a dull coat even with supplements, and that unmistakable smell. So I went hunting for answers. Someone mentioned air-dried food, specifically Zeal. I rolled my eyes at first. Spoiler, I was wrong. After 6 months feeding Max air-dried, here's what changed, what air-dried actually is, and whether it's worth it. First, what is air-dried, really? Think gentle, low heat. Traditional kibble is cooked at very high temperatures. A lot of delicate nutrients don't make it through. Air-drying keeps temps lower for longer, so more good stuff survives. Proteins in a natural state, digestive enzymes, and some friendly bacteria that support gut health. If kibble is like boiling veggies, then adding a multivitamin, air-dried is like steaming them, so you keep the flavor and nutrients. Is it like freeze-dried? Similar idea. Protect nutrients, but different method. Freeze-dried pulls water out with cold and vacuum. Air-dried uses warm air. In my experience, air-dried costs less than freeze-dried and smells and tastes more like real food to dogs. I knew it wasn't just hype when I did the bowl test. I soaked a few pieces of Zeal in warm water. 5 minutes later, it looked and smelled like actual meat. Doing the same with kibble gave me a grayish mush that smelled like wet cardboard. Max agreed. Here's how I switched. For years, Max ate premium grain-free kibble. Not cheap. Yet his stools were huge, 2 poop bags on a long walk, and his coat never really shined, even with salmon oil. Plus, gas that could clear a room. The turning point was visiting a friend who breeds border collies. Their coats were incredible. Their energy was steady. And when I asked what he fed, he pointed to Zeal. "It's air-dried from New Zealand," he said. "Give it 2 weeks." I ordered a small bag, opened it, and thought, wait, this smells like food. I transitioned slowly, 1/4 Zeal with 3/4 kibble for a few days, then 50-50, then 75-25, and fully on air-dried by 2 weeks. Don't shock a dog's gut. Go gradual. The first change? Poop shrank. Not glamorous, but honest. On kibble, Max produced a lot. On air-dried, it was less than half. Smaller, well-formed, easy pickups. That's a sign his body was using more of the food instead of sending it out as waste. Around week 3, I panicked because he was drinking less. Then I remembered. Air-dried retains more natural moisture than kibble, so he was getting water from food. He wasn't dehydrated, he just didn't have to guzzle after meals. Then the coat. Around week 6, people at the park asked what brush I used. Same brush, different food. His fur turned soft and glossy. Shedding dropped. Ear funk and itchiness disappeared. His breath improved, his teeth looked cleaner, and his energy smoothed out. No more post-meal zoomies, then crash. Just steady, calm power. Let's touch numbers without the lecture. On paper, the protein in my old kibble and Zeal didn't look wildly different. But it's not just how much, it's how usable it is. High heat can twist proteins, like overcooking an egg until it's rubbery. Air-dried keeps proteins closer to their natural state, so digestion is easier and absorption is better. It's the difference between getting a meal or just getting calories. I even measured Max's output. On kibble, he produced the equivalent of a big sandwich daily. On air-dried, more like 2 energy bars. You don't need a lab coat to interpret that. Fat matters too. Zeal's fat is higher than many kibbles, but it comes from meat and has a healthier omega-6 to omega-3 balance, important for skin, coat, and inflammation. With air-dried, I stopped dumping salmon oil over every bowl to get shine. And the gut piece is huge. Air-dried preserves more natural enzymes and some beneficial bacteria. Many kibbles destroy those at high heat, then sprinkle synthetic vitamins and probiotics back in. When helpful microbes actually make it to the gut, digestion improves, gas drops, and nutrient absorption climbs. I noticed fewer stink bombs, less tummy gurgling, and a dog who felt comfortable after eating. Now, cost. Yes, it's pricier per bag than most kibble, but we fed less by volume because it's more nutrient dense. We saved on add-ons, no constant oils and supplements, and the hidden costs went down. Fewer vet trips for itchy skin, fewer ear cleanings, less upset stomach drama. I'm not promising your bills will be cut in half, but the total picture improved for us, and Max's quality of life was night and day. Not all air-dried foods are created equal. I tried three brands before settling on Zeal. What sealed it? Transparency and results. I could read the ingredient list without a dictionary. I could smell the difference, and Max's health spoke for itself. If you want the deep dive on sourcing and quality control, it's in the written article. I won't turn this into a chemistry class. Thinking about trying it? Here's the game plan I wish I had. Start small. Buy a small bag and do the warm water soap test. If it rehydrates into something that looks and smells like real food, good sign. Transition slowly over 10 to 14 days. 25%, 50%, 75%, then 100%. Watch the basics: poop quality, energy level, coat, breath, and water intake. No spreadsheet needed. Just observe. Loop in your vet, especially if your dog has health conditions. 6 months in, here's our reality. Max's digestion is easy and predictable. His coat looks photoshopped. His energy is steady, no sugar rush and crash. His ears don't smell like funky cheese. His gas is almost non-existent, and his blood work came back perfect. That's the feedback I care about. Not buzzwords, not packaging. A dog who's thriving. Let me end where I started. For years, I thought I was doing everything right because I bought expensive kibble and red labels. I assumed a bit of tummy trouble was normal, and that big, smelly poops just came with the territory. But normal isn't the same as healthy. When you give a dog food their body can truly use, you see it, you feel it, and honestly, you smell it. Or rather, you don't. If you're curious, test it for yourself. One small bag, 2 weeks. See what changes. And if you want the granular details, processing temperatures, ingredient sourcing, digestibility numbers, they're in the written article waiting for you. Thanks for listening. Give your pup a scratch for me. And here's to feeding them like the family they are.